I'm so impressed that Bill Duke was able to make a movie that actually says this stuff. You know, a movie that is actually like identifying some very, very big problems about the whole idea of a drug war and the whole idea of, you know, who are the people that are the true victims of the situation and the dangers as well of neoliberalism. Like, I think of the Charles Martin Smith character as a neoliberal. He wants to seem like he cares. He talks a good game about what the crack epidemic is doing to an entire generation of African Americans, but ultimately it's about playing ball with US foreign policy. If the, you know, if the White House says that the guy we used to hate is a good guy now, then that's that. And that is, that actually leaves all these people doing this work that they thought that they were supposed to be doing out to dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because it takes on both neoliberalism in the, you know, dictionary definition of the term and the way it used to be used, which is, you know, neoliberalism is, you know, that's Pinochet and yeah. Reagan and all of these Latin American strongmen that have the U.S. support. Mm-hmm. Now it means a little something different, but this movie is kind of like a condemnation of both. In terms of that, like, liberal attitude. Although I will say, I do like one of the best lines is when there's a dirty cop who is Clarence Williams' partner.
Yes.
A Hispanic cop who's dirty and he's hooked up with Felix, with Barbosa. And at one point he tells him, like, we need to do a bus. Like, you need to give some people up. And it's perfect because he's already planning to kill, the Fishburne and Goldblum's characters, and as well as like the money launderer who works for them, who has fallen in love with Fishburne's character. And he tells him, like, I need some dark faces to give because they need them because it scares people into voting Republican. And then he's like, all right, well, we got two N words and one K word, all Democrats.
I know. Goldblum plays David Jason, and he's up against Hector Guzman, and they're trying to basically sell Guzman on this designer version of Coke, you know, a way of sort of making the money that they need to make to, you know, get to cash out. Guzman also wants some form of legitimacy too, because he has political ambitions in his home country. So they have a meeting on the pier. You know, like any good film noir, you have to have mm-hmm. the scene at the docks.
Especially any 90s.
Yeah, exactly.
Film noir.
So David's trying to get Guzman's buy-in on this. And Guzman says, you racist Americans, you just want to cut us poor Hispanics completely out of the market. And Goldblum has a great speech where he says, no, Mr. Guzman, I think you know that there's no such thing as an American anymore. No Hispanics, no Japanese, no blacks, no whites, no nothing. It's just rich people and poor people. The three of us are all rich, so we're on the same side.
You know, it's a case where it's like, if a movie these days had that line, I think it would honestly be less effective, because that is the going understanding of pretty much anyone, you know, on the left of center these days. Mm-hmm. And it would feel very much like it would feel very much kind of just trying to tap into that and, you know, you're not really saying anything that people already don't, that your audience doesn't already feel or believe, mm-hmm. but coming mm-hmm. in 1992, that is a incredibly astute and prescient piece of dialogue.